Sometimes bonds are classified as sigma bonds or pi bonds or something like that. A sigma bond is a bond where when you draw the line between the two atoms, the wave function is symmetric around the bond. This is a sigma bond. And if you were doing a linear combination of atomic orbitals, you could get a molecular orbital like that by taking two S wave functions here on the left and combining them using linear combination of atomic orbitals. That would give a symmetry around the bond like this. Or you could use an S orbital on one atom and a P orbital oriented like this on the other atom. And when they come together, it also gives you symmetry around the bond. And you can also couple two P orbitals in such a way that the molecular orbital that you construct is symmetric around the bond. And all of those are called sigma bonds.
This word symmetric around the bond, the angular momentum of the electrons is zero when it's symmetric like this. It's important to know that if you have a sigma bond like this, the molecule can twist around this bond. So if you have two parts of a molecule and they're just connected by one sigma bond, you can twist the molecule. Sometimes they can't twist all the way because the two parts hit each other. But otherwise, they can twist around a sigma bond.